In studio with me is Nalin Nal. Nalin, welcome back.
Oh, it is so lovely to be here.
It's always so good to talk about things that people struggle with and they don't even realize they're struggling with it.
Exactly.
Making them aware that it could be a boundary that they're struggling with, and now they understand why. Things are a bit difficult for them, edgy, and stressful in their lives. So let's talk about why people struggle with setting boundaries.
There are a few reasons, and I'm going to quickly dive into them. So one of them is actually FOMO, fear of missing out, so overcommitting to things. The other one is perfectionism. Everything needs to be so perfect and right that it actually pays the price on spending time on the things you're intentional about. Social conditioning. We were told from a little age that you always have to be nice to everyone. You always have to consider others. You always have to go the extra mile. So you were taught that you are there to serve others, but you're not allowed to say no. And then when you did say no, you were punished for saying no. So as a little kid, you were not allowed even to say no, and then you were punished for it. Another one is lack on clarity on what our values are. We struggle because we don't know what we value, and then we value the things, like we said last week, if I value people's opinions more than my own, my value in what they say is going to be the trump card in making my decisions. Then another one is when we've been blackmailed or manipulated by some people in our lives, close relationships, we struggle with setting boundaries because we were told how wrong we were for saying no. And then the one is that we have sabotaging habits. We sabotage things in our lives unconsciously because we do not know what some of our pain points or hurts or beliefs are. But the last one is fear of losing something. So we don't want to lose the friendship. So what do? We oblige. And then I want to dive a little bit deeper into this. There's a difference between reality consequences and emotional relational consequences. And whenever we've experienced pain as a kid in one of these two areas, we don't want to cause other people pain. So we struggle to say no because we don't want to inflict pain.
What's the difference between emotional relation consequences and reality consequences?
Emotional relationship consequences are things like when you did something wrong as a kid, you just had to kind of deal with a snap. Your mom getting angry and kind of screaming and say, in my case, it was always with leaving my lunchbox in my suitcase. I always just left it, so I just had to bear through the, why can't you ever take out your lunchbox? But then I just had to deal with the snap. So that's an emotional consequence. Another one is sending guilt messages. People say, it's your fault that I've just responded like that. You made me so angry. You disrupt everything. So that nagging, or when you've done something wrong, someone withdrew love. Then they don't speak to you for 2 days. And that causes trauma in the brain. So that's a negative emotional consequence. Blame. As kids, often when we were brought up, the kid is wrong, the parent is right, and we had to take responsibility for all the conflict that happened. So we struggle and it causes pain. Name calling, and then sometimes even when we've experienced abuse. We had negative relational consequences and that causes pain. Now, if you look at the flip side, there's something beautiful like reality consequences. This is loss of time, privileges, money, possessions, things people enjoy and people that they value. And if we've experienced those, it's discipline. God disciplines those that he loves. But the other side is punishment. When we have negative relational consequences. And whenever pain is triggered, we don't want to inflict pain, so we struggle actually with the reality consequences.
Nalin, can you give us an example of what you've just said?
So let me use an example, a practical example that happened. So my youngest went to school, and after school he played rugby, but he didn't put on his PT clothes. He used his school shirt, and when he got home, it wasn't even missing buttons. It was ripped where the buttons were. So mom has two choices. I can snap. I can say, don't you think, you're not responsible. How can you do this? Blah, 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 blah. And it's an emotional thing. Or not talk to him for the rest of the day because I'm frustrated for him not taking care of his stuff. But what I did, I just said, okay, I get this. This happened. You know that you need to wear your PT clothes. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to subtract this for the 2 months from your pocket money. A reality consequence. It causes pain. But those type of pain moments causes growth. The other side, when it's emotional, it actually causes damage because it's punishment. God disciplines those he loves. He doesn't punish them.
My final question for today on this topic of boundaries is, how do we get rid of the guilty feelings that we experience after we've set that boundary?
I think it comes down to the fact that you realize I am responsible towards people and not for people. In a nutshell, that means I'm not responsible for their actions, their emotions, their choices, their decisions. I'm responsible towards them in mine. But we were told from a little age, it's your fault that I'm angry. It's your fault for this. We had to own everything of everyone in the situation and feel responsible for that. So if we can kind of distance ourselves and say, I can only be responsible for what I do towards someone else, but not for them. You kind of give the responsibility back to them, because everyone needs to account for their own decisions and choices. You are not responsible for that. So awareness, first of all, if you are aware that I'm not, just mine, it changes a whole lot of things. Then how they respond, it's up to them.
How they respond is up to them. It's not for you to feel guilty for setting that boundary and valuing what you value. It's been good to talk about boundaries once again on Impact 103, specifically on the subtopic, why do people struggle with setting boundaries? Nalin, thank you so much for being on Impact 103.